afternoon. It's Monday. Sorry, that's the second week I've fluffed that introduction, and an old pre-recorder's cut in. Right, Happy New Year to everybody, and I hope you all had an absolutely brilliant time, and we'll talk some more later about that. Usual format to programme today, 20 past the hour, we'll look at an aspect of photography, and then later on we'll chat about what's on in the photographic galleries in and around Glasgow at the moment. So this is us, we're back to Old Clays and Parich, back to the standard fare, the holidays are over. Nose to the grindstone and get back to work, the lot of you. Right, anyway, we're going to start with a real oldie. This is going back to, definitely to my childhood, 1967, I think, can't exactly remember. It's Lulu and the Lovers with Shout. This was inducted into Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999, and Rolling Stone magazine ranked it as 119 on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. This is Lulu and Shout.
Yeah, you know you make me wanna shout. Look my hands jumping.
There we are. That was Lulu and the Lovers. And I've got Charlie with me again today. Hiya, Charlie.
Hello, everyone.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Do you have a good one?
Yeah.
Nice and quiet with the children?
Yes.
And were they in bed early or did they stay up for the bells?
What bells?
Midnight.
Midnight. I've already slept. We sleep early. And
right.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I stayed up and the television was rotten. Well, I thought it was rotten. Some of you may have liked it. I didn't. Anyway, enough of that. We'll come back to New Year later on, but we're going to move on now with Katie Tunstall. and suddenly I see this one, Katie Tunstall, the Ivor Novello Award in 2006 in the category of Best Song Musically and Lyrically, and rightly so. This is Katie Tunstall and Suddenly. Katie Tunstall, I really do like that song. And we're going to move on from there to Brian Ferry. I mean, having said that, there's no song in the playlist that I don't like, because I put the playlist together, so a bit foolish to put stuff in that I don't like, wouldn't it? So next up we've got Brian Ferry and Let's Stick Together. Single spent 2 weeks number one in Australia, where it was the 9th best selling single of 1976, and I always think that's a fairly odd measure. It sounds poor, the 9th best-selling single of 1976. But if you consider the number of singles that are released in any one year, to finish up with the 9th best, that's pretty damn good. It was also Ferry's biggest single hit, solo hit, sorry, in the UK, where it got to number 4 in the UK charts in June 1976. This is Brian Ferry and Let's Stick Together.
Together now.
there we are. And well, we were just talking off here, Charlie, weren't we, about New Year and timings. Because, Charlie's originally from?
From Hong Kong.
Hong, yep. So when did your New Year celebration start?
It's earlier, 8 hours earlier.
So 4 o'clock in the afternoon you started?
Yeah, yes.
Phone calls back home?
Yeah, yep. And many messages.
Right, yep. And I did see the fireworks display from Hong Kong, which was quite something.
Yeah, but
on TV.
Yes, but yep. I didn't watch the TV, but I think there are so many photos that from social media.
Yep. And my New Year greeting started at 8 o'clock that night because I was speaking to my sister, who is currently in Dubai with her son, her daughter-in-law, and their baby, Mila. They were on the ball and they were out on the balcony of their house watching the fireworks from the Burj Khalifa, which I think it has to be said is probably the best fireworks display in the world when it comes to New Year. I would love to be there to watch it. Unfortunately, they charge $100 for a cup of coffee in Starbucks if you want to sit across the lake from the Burj Khalifa to watch it. But a good time, quiet, yes, with the children?
Yes.
Yeah, us too. Quiet, and that, basically, I'm not 18 anymore. I'm not going out first fit and worrying about parties. I'm quite happy to have a nice, quiet New Year.
Me too.
as long as everybody's safe, that's all I care about. Well, let's go into the music then. And, appropriately enough, talking about New Year, this is the end of the line. So this is the end of the line for 1975. It's 1975? 2025. This is the Travelling Wilburys. In the United States, it peaked only at number 63, and the UK only got to number 52. But I do like this song. Written originally by George Harrison, this, and of course performing in as part of the Travelling Wilburys, this is The End of the Line.
You're In the Picture with Ian Robertson, only on Cam Glen Radio.
That's it. Keep it here on Cam Glen Radio. And we're just talking there off air about the peace and quiet returning with the children being at school and things beginning to settle down. No, excuse me. I mean, mayhem to the wains. They're great to have around about the house, but there comes a point when you just need to be able to close a door and have a bit of quiet time yourself. And one of the things, we're talking about the children, yes, and Wyatt, my grandson, loves singing rhymes, and one of his favourites at the moment is Incy Wincy Spider, and you have to do the spider walk up his arm and then tickle his face and all the rest. He loves it. And I discovered just last week that Carly Simon once recorded Incy Wincy Spider. And no, I'm not going to play it for you, but she did, and I played it to him in a cafe in Kilmarnock, and it blew his wee mind. All the production values that come with a recording as opposed to just your grandparents singing, he thought it was brilliant. So I need to get it now on YouTube and keep it for him. Anyway, enough of that. Let's go on, and it is Carly Simon next, and it's Coming Round Again. Peaked at number 18 in the US. It was also a top 10 hit in Austria, Ireland, Netherlands, Sweden and the UK. So we all did better than America. Nah, 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 nah. Only got to number 18. This is Carly Simon and Coming Round Again.
Scream.
There we are, Carly Simon and Coming Round Again. I'm a big Carly Simon fan, but Charlie, you're too young to remember Carly Simon, aren't you? So, but I do like Carly, and I particularly love You're So Vain. when I was a mad Wayne, I used to run about with a guy down in Kilmarnock who... He dressed very elegantly and he thought himself more able than he was, and he was going out with a girl at one point and she said to him, "You know what, it's as if Carly Simon wrote You're So Vain just for you." And he went, "Oh, really, do you think so?" He really did take it as a compliment. Anyway, going to have Rod Stewart now, and this is from the back end of one of his albums. This is Downtown Song.
Outside, another yellow moon has punched a hole in the nighttime mist. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full of all them Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little world. You wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that'll ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful, I've been in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh, baby, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me? They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. Will I see you tonight on a downtown train? Every night is just the same. You leave me lonely. Will I see you tonight on a downtown?
There we are. It's time for a look at an aspect of photography. And Charlie and I were talking about this before, and Charlie likes pictures of the moon. And Charlie's one of three people who've been on to have a wee like of the pictures. So we've had Jim and Mandy and Charlie have all been on to like the pictures. And I just want to take a couple of minutes to just talk you through them, because one of the things I learned from week one when I studied photography professionally at college was that very few pictures that can't be improved by simply steadying the camera on something. If you handhold a camera, it doesn't matter how good you are, you will have movement. So if we work our way through these four pictures, the first two were shot in the afternoon, hence the fairly bizarre blue sky. It was a blue sky. It was about 2:30 in the afternoon these were shot. And the first picture, you think, yeah, it's okay. But that's all it is. It's just okay. Because that camera was handheld, standing in my back garden. And then the next one, if you look at the difference, particularly look at the down at the bottom of the moon, at its south coast, its southern region, you'll see that the craters are so much sharper than they are in the other one. And also even the dust ejecta that you can see running down where there have been large meteors exploded on the moon, so much sharper, so much better defined. The camera settings were exactly the same for both these pictures. So the only difference in it is the fact the camera was steady. Now, I wasn't trying to exaggerate the movement of the camera. I wouldn't do that. But having the camera supported just on a fence post was so much better than hand-holding it. And then I went back out that night, out to the front garden, and on my fence post, my gate post, this one was shot, just stepped out the front door and bang, shot it. And if I just draw your attention to one wee thing, Charlie, if you look at it, see the tiny wee spot of light in the middle of that crater? Yeah. This is one of the craters on the edge of light and dark on the moon. And one of the mountains in the centre of the crater is so high, it's peaking above the crater rim and it's still lit by the sun. I just love that. I wish I had a camera that was big enough, or a lens that was big enough, to get even closer than that, but nah, far too expensive. However, again, my point is, that camera is handheld. Well, that picture was shot with the camera handheld, and then I walked, not just basically up the length of the driveway. That sounds very pretentious. The length of the driveway is the length of my car, and just simply rested the bottom of the camera on the fence post, the gate post, sorry, and angled it up at the moon, and that gives us that fourth picture. And again, you can see that the definition in the picture now. Yes, I have, in effect, finished prepping that picture. I've got the colours saturated to the point I wanted them to show the difference in the various seas on the moon, to show the difference in the light. But again, look at the ejecta from craters. Show up very, very well in that, and not quite as well. And there's nothing wrong with the other one. It's just, it's not as sharp. You can still see the ejecta, but not as sharply as you can in that one. So the point, Charlie, is if you're going to take a picture of something, unless it's something that's fast moving around across in front of you, put the camera on top of something. Just rest it in the bonnet of a car or the top of a car, on a gate, on anything. Your picture will be better, as long as it's not something that's moving, in which case you could ruin the picture. But anything like that, you will get a better picture because it will stand for much more enlargement than the other one will, simply because the camera is supported. So that's the single simple point today. You don't need a big expensive tripod. You just need to get your camera supported in some so that it keeps the quality of the image that you want. And it's worth it because, well, if you improve the picture, you improve the view for anybody looking at the picture, and that's got to be worth it, making them think, oh, that's nice. Right, anyway, moving on, we're going to have the Proclaimers now, and I'm going to be 500 miles. A song was written by the duo while they were waiting in a flat in Edinburgh to go to a gig in Aberdeen. And Craig Reid said the song's the band's earnings from this song are about five times more than the rest of their catalogue combined. I knew it'd be big, but I think it'd be quite that big. So this is The Proclaimers and 500 Miles.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
You're listening to In the Picture on Cam Glen Radio.
That's it. Keep it here on Cam Glen Radio. We are your local community radio station. Everything about us is local to the area. Local presenters, local volunteers who staff our production studio and keep us all on air. And local news, local information, keep it here with us. And up next, we've got definitely one of my favourite songs. It's Peter Skellum and You're a Lady. And just reading some stuff about the song yesterday, I learned that, I knew all about the, how well it performed, the charts, etc. But Skellum said he wanted the song to evoke the north of England. And he said, I wanted people to see the wet cobblestones and the Lowry paintings when they heard You're a Lady. So, I know, you listen and see what you think. Did he manage to achieve that? This is Peter Skellum and You're a Lady.
Dance with you. onto the empty streets we go. And it might be my last chance with you, so I might as well get it over. The things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. You're romantic, I'm a fool. You're the teacher I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you love me. You're pure magic, unlock my chain. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And so I say with no restraint, be mine, be mine. Hard to answer, yes, I agree. But then I've got to know. I'm not asking you to marry me, just a little love to show. Oh, I know I could make you happy, so the things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. You're romantic, I'm a fool. You're the teacher I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you love me. Nothing gained. And so I say with no restraint, be mine, be mine.
Was Peter Skern, and we're going to move on now with the Monkees, and I'm a Believer. Hit the number one spot in the US in the week ending the 31st of December, in 1966, and it remained there for 7 weeks. So it was the last number one hit of 1966 and the biggest selling single for the year of 1967. Also topped the UK chart, for 4 weeks in January and February, and it got to number one in several other countries, including Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Ireland. This is the Monkees, and I'm a Believer.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed.
disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Yeah. And the first run through Pictures and Exhibition for the new year. And first up, well, the Glasgow Gallery of Photography doesn't open till Wednesday. The 103 Trongate opened today, but their exhibition's the same one that ran all the way through December. So I've commented on it a couple of times. It's well worth a look if you like that kind of thing. It's not my style of photography, but it certainly is interesting. But the Glasgow Gallery of Photography has got a new exhibition which starts on Wednesday. Now remember, the Glasgow Gallery of Photography is not funded by the Arts Council or Glasgow City or anything else. It's funded entirely by the pictures that are put on the wall. People pay to take part in an exhibition, and they get their name recognised, and it's now called the International Gallery of Photography because the pictures are literally international. And their first exhibition opens on Wednesday and runs fully at the end of the month, and it is called Abandoned. And the pictures are available online. You can go and have a look at them now, and well worth a look they are. Very, very much a mixed bag of stuff, given the subject matter. Just that one word title, Abandoned. So have a think about it. And I will say again, Charlie laughed out loud when she saw one of the pictures by Claudio Zanarato. And there are a weird mixture of pictures shot by dozens of different photographers from around the world, and I think there's some very, very good stuff in amongst it, and it is well worth a look and well worth supporting the gallery, because, well, you get in for free. You can buy books and literature while you're in there, but there's absolutely no pressure on you to do so, and you get to see fantastic work by photographers from around the world. And that exhibition runs right the way through January. As I say, that staffed by volunteers, the gallery only opens Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I'm afraid it's a couple of days yet before it does open, but I can't wait to get in and have a look at the exhibition when it does. Right, anyway, back to the music now. And we've got now the Beatles, one of my favourites when I was a wee, still a favourite of mine. This is the Beatles and Here Comes the Sun. As of September 2019, this was the most streamed Beatles song in the UK, with over 53 million plays ahead of Let It Be, which had 26 million plays, so half what Here Comes the Sun has. And well, today we've got a nice sun outside, I just wish it was a bit warmer. This is the Beatles and Here Comes the Sun. Well, here comes the sun, and I wish it would bring a bit of heat. And up next, we've got Ed Sheeran, and this is a song, Charlie, you don't know.
Yeah.
We talked about this off air, and I think this is his best ever. Everybody knows Galway Girl, which is played regularly. Well, this is another Irish one by Ed Sheeran about his grandmother, Nancy Mulligan, and his grandfather, whose name I just can't remember at the moment. So, lovely narrative wee song here. This is Ed Sheeran and Nancy Mulligan. Charted in 17 countries around the world, but only made the top 20 in three of those. I think it's a great wee song. I think it's better than Galway Girl. This is Ed Sheeran and Nancy Mulligan.
I was 24 years old when I met the woman I would call my own. 22 grandkids now growing old, in the house that your brother bought you. On the summer day when I proposed, I made that wedding ring dentist gold. And I asked her father, but her daddy said no, you can't marry my daughter. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William
she took my name and then we were one, down by the Wexford border. Hey! Well, I met her at Guy's in the Second World War, and she was working on a soldier's ward. Never had I seen such beauty before, the moment that I saw her. Nancy was my yellow rose, and we got married wearing borrowed clothes. We got 8 children now growing old, 5 sons and 3 daughters. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love, down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one, down by the Wexford border. Streaking her jet black hair with 60 years, I've been loving her. Now we're sat by the fire in our old armchairs. You know, Nancy, I adore ya. From a farm boy born near Belfast town, I never worry about the king and crown, cause I found my heart up on the southern ground. There's no difference, I assure ya. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love, down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one, down by the Wexford border.
There we are, that was Ed Sheeran and Nancy Mulligan. Charlie, you didn't know that song, what did you think?
I like it so much. It seems the melody like folk music.
Yep.
And he's so talented. And yeah, I hope I can have this grandson
to write songs for you. Okay. That's a wee bit away. Right, let's go on now with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Again, one of the songs from my formative years. Peaked to number 2 in the US in 1969 and got to number 1 in the UK 3 weeks later. This is Bad Moon Rising. Here we are, Bad Moon Rising, Clearwater, Revival. And it's time to go time. And first of all, an apology. I'm going to be playing just a very short piece of I'm Not In Love to get to the end of the programme. Sorry, Elizabeth, who will be mad at me for only playing a short bit of this. So it's time for Charlie and I to say cheerio. So cheerio from me.
What?
Yeah. She's too busy laughing. It's goodbye from everybody here at Cambrian Radio.
See you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, and thank you for listening. Catch you all next week when we're settled into the new year.
Just a silly face.